Welcome to the Wildly Balanced Podcast.
Wildly Balanced is your weekly permission slip to bring more fun and wildness into your work-life balance.
Join us every week for our favorite tips on how to have more fun, shift your mindset, and let your wild side flow.
Hey, Car. How are ya?
I'm good. How are you, Jill?
Oh, you know, just living a dream. I don't know whose dream, but someone's probably.
I feel like I haven't seen you in forever, even though we talk like all day, every day.
And I just saw you like 2 days ago on video. So what have you been up to these last like 3 days since I last saw your face?
Since we last saw each other? I have been chilling, just living the dream. Living the dream. I signed on a new client this week, so it's really exciting. It's my little win of the week.
Oh, look at you. Good job. So proud.
Thanks.
So excited. I have not done anything super productive besides release all our podcast episodes.
That's fair. That's very fair. Sometimes it's all about balance.
God, bitch, you so good at transition. Because like, what are we talking about today?
Permission to balance.
Yeah. So like, I feel like balance is like one of those taboo words anymore. Like, I feel like people either love it or hate it. They feel like, what is balance? Like, is it a hard line in the sand? Which like, no, it's not. And I think that's like what we're trying to get at with our podcast. Like, it's not a hard, you need to stop working at 5 p.m. exactly and do this and this and this. Like, that's not what balance is.
Yes, I love that.
Yes, yes.
Big advocate for messy balance.
Messy balance. Like, how would you describe messy balance, Car?
I think messy balance is, like you said, it's not routine. It's like, it doesn't have to be this picture perfect, like, close your computer at 5 p.m. and go make a shepherd's pie or whatever. I love shepherd's pie.
I fucking love shepherd's pie, too. So good.
My messy balance could be like, some days I just need to sleep in. So I'm going to sleep until noon. And then maybe I have a slow morning and drink my coffee. And then I don't start work until like 5 p.m. And then instead of getting off at 5, I start at 5 and work till midnight.
Right. Totally. And like, it could be, you know, you wake up in the morning, get a couple hours of work done, and then like take the next like couple hours and get some personal shit done and go to that like 12:30 yoga class that you really wanted to go to or that spin class and then come back and like work a couple hours and stuff like that. But I think, you know, it really made me think about it this week as I was talking to a client who she was like really hesitant to like, she's a super productive human, like super productive, always gets a lot of stuff done. And recently she's just been like feeling, anytime she takes like the day off or like even if it's not productive in like work standards, she doesn't feel like she's doing things right. She feels like she wasted a whole day. She was behind on everything and all that. And I'm like, well, you're still doing all of the things. Like, you're still taking care of like your needs first. And like, I think that's like super important. And that's like what keeps you from going crazy, right? Like, that's how, for me, that's what keeps me from going crazy is like, if I'm doing work all the time, then like, if I don't have any of that like time in between to like bother Carly 24/7 or, you know, walk the dog or, you know, play a video game or like hang out with my partner, like then like, I know that I'm like, I don't feel good about it.
Yes. It's the stigma of like, balance means you always have to be doing something, but sometimes balance means not doing the thing.
Right. Exactly. Balance means not doing the thing. I love that. You're so smart.
Thanks. I feel the same way. If I have like a day off, like, first of all, what is a day off? I'm learning. I'm working with Jill, getting better at it.
We'll get you there.
But also it's like, if I'm not doing something, it's a waste of a day. But it's like, no, a day off could be filling my own cup and sleeping until 2 and like going to get a coffee and that's it for the day.
Or snowboarding, because I know you like doing that.
Yes, snowboarding.
And like, I think it comes into like, you know, the work-life balance. It's not a hard, like, work-life. Like, it's, I mean, I've heard it called like the work-life swirl. We had, I think our lovely, our beautiful friend Jenna told us about that one. Because, you know, this is a Jenna fangirl podcast after all.
Basically.
We love Jenna. but like some people don't feel like they can cut off work and with their personal life, especially like if you're an entrepreneur, like you're always needing to think about what you're doing. But at the same time, like if that's what fills your cup up because you're like super passionate about it, like that's great. And like you can still do that and like also take trips to go see your friends or take. And that is, you're taking that time off to do things that fill you up, even if it is just like take going out to eat with your partner or going to a movie or going ordering tacos and like sitting in bed watching TV because that's what my partner and I do sometimes. Because like, why not?
I love tacos.
I know. You can get Carly, kidnap her by offering free tacos and cat pets.
It's true. It will work. I think that's a great point too, because when I think balance, I think like 50-50, like a scale, yeah. It's 50-50 and it's balanced, but it's like, it could be 70% sleeping in and like 30% work. Like it doesn't have to be 50-50. It's just whatever works for you and finding something that works out for you.
Right. And that's exactly how I, when I coach people about this, like we talk about proportions and the fact that like, you know, maybe this week my proportions are, I want to spend a little more time on the podcast and then a little more, less time with my partner and like, because he's got stuff going on. And then like, I need to find some time for, you know, myself and like all that stuff. And like really figuring out what those proportions are. But like next week it might be like, hey, like we'll do a little less podcasting and we'll do a little more like me time or a little more, you know, time for my personal business or time for this. Each week it's like varies like that. And I think that's why it's so important to like, think of it in that and not as like you said, it's not 50-50. It's like, it's a balance. Yeah. Everything needs to be 100. Like, so you feel full, like you're not gonna give all, you know, you can't give over 100%. Like as much as we like to say that, like 100% is like the max, but how you balance that, like, you know, balancing your relationships. How am I going to see my friends this week? Or how do I feel about like my friendships? Do I feel like I'm putting enough into that right now? Do I need to add a little more? Do I need to take a little less? Like, do I feel a little burnt out on social things? Do I need to like kind of pull back and like hermit myself for like a week? Cause I did a lot of like friend stuff last week.
Me this week, I saw friends this weekend and this week I'm like, I'm just going to hermit at my desk.
So then how does your work fit into that? So like, you know, I don't know. And I'd love to hear how you do it too, Carly. But like for me, for like how I see clients, it's like I'd be so exhausted if I just saw like 8 people a day, 5 days a week. Like, and like for an hour each, like 8, like that would just feel like my energy would be so depleted. Some people do that and that's great. But like for me, it's like knowing, okay, what's my week gonna look like and how many clients can I see? Or like how many clients am I seeing? Like what do I need in between that to like fill myself back up so I don't feel depleted at the end of it? What about you, Car? How do you do that as a badass VA?
I really like to time block my weeks. So it's like every Monday, because I have a lot of meetings that are like weekly meetings. So I know that they're going to be every week at this time. So I really like to time block my weeks of like every Monday from 9 to 11, I'm doing, you know, work for this client. And every Monday at like 2 to 4, I'm recording the podcast with Jill. And then I kind of like time block like working time into my week. And that's something I really enjoy. I also love food. I'm a foodie. I love food. So something that's really important to me is like to get up and just drink my coffee, like, and just have a moment. I usually go upstairs and like hang out with my roommates for a little bit and then drink my coffee. And I really like to pencil in like a lunch break so I can just eat my food and focus and just like spend some time with me. So that's what I really like to balance. Also, this winter, I haven't been up the mountain as much as I'd like to. So I've started implementing like Friday mornings as snowboarding days. So I really like that. And that's what keeps me whole.
I love that. But yeah, time blocking, that sounds so, so smart, especially, you know, as an entrepreneur, anyone who runs their own business, like you got to get stuff done different times. And like, if it wasn't for time blocking, I would never get stuff done.
I wouldn't say I'm good at it yet. Like, I'm still getting used to it. And there's some times where I'm like, oh, I just skipped over this one client time block. So like, I'm still getting used to it, still getting in the flow, but I found it really helps me to like kind of sit down and focus. And then I'm not like, I have to answer this email and do this for this client and then switch up and do it for that client. It's like, these 2 hours are for client number one.
Right.
And then in an hour, I'm going to work for client number two, like that kind of stuff. So that really helps.
Right. Definitely. I love that. And then I think, you know, balancing your energy is, you know, we've talked about that a lot. And like, what does that mean? And I think it's that self-care. For me, it's like making sure I'm not overworked or overly stressed about something. Like sometimes, you know your clients, you know the work you got to get to, you know who you're going to be interacting with. So like, say we all know we have that like family member or that friend or that client that just like sucks up a lot of that energy. And you know, like once you do something with them, like, you know, it's going to just boom, like you're going to need like a couple hours to a day to recover. And that's okay. But like knowing that and scheduling your time around that, like scheduling around that is like the most important thing, because then you know, like, okay, I have this client and I know I'm going to need to do something for me to recover afterwards. So you're not scheduling like, you know, three clients that are like energy sucks, like not in a bad way, but just like doing this work can be so emotionally charged that like,
totally.
Session, you can just feel like wiped after it. So that's definitely something I think about all the time, for sure.
Yes, especially like penciling yourself into that time blocking week and just like adding buffers between calls too. Like I hate taking calls back to back to back, okay. Which is something I definitely started doing. I'm like, oh, this meeting ends at 1. I can meet at 1:01. You know, like I'll meet immediately. And it's like,
let me meet immediately after that and not pee or drink water after or ever.
For anything. I'm just like immediately meetings back to back. But I've started implementing buffers, which are really nice, which is something you can do for a lot of scheduling apps too. It's like putting a buffer in, even if it's 5 minutes per session.
I know. And it's lovely. Lovely. Because sometimes you just need to like stretch your legs for a little bit. Or you just need to like go pet your dog for like 5 minutes.
I wish I had a dog.
You need a dog.
I need a dog.
Permission to get a dog, Carly.
If anyone lives in Canada, if we have any Canadian listeners and you have a dog, please bring it to me for pets.
Probably if you live closer to BC, because that's like, I don't know.
Anywhere in Canada.
They just want to travel.
Bring me a dog.
Travel all across Canada to bring Carly a dog, please.
It's urgent. So.
I mean, if you live in the Pacific Northwest in the United States, you could probably get to you a lot easier than people that live in like Toronto. Just saying.
That's true. That's true. I'm on the West Coast.
So just somebody get Carly a dog to pet, please. That's just our ask for this week.
Thank you very much.
But yeah, and like balance, what it does mean too is like taking those days off. And I think being able to, if you have them, like, you know, for your work, you get those days off for a reason and like you're allowed to use them. Don't let people make you feel guilty about that. Taking the days off, even if like you're an entrepreneur and you're like thinking you need to work 24/7, it's okay to take that day off.
You don't need to call me out like that, Jill.
Just sorry. I didn't say Carly, just, but you know what I mean?
Like just you know add me next time.
You know, if your name is Carly Merriweather and you need to take that day off, okay? It's okay. But
thank you, Jill.
Permission granted, Carly. But I think that's the thing. It's like we feel like it's okay. And you know what? Like, sure, when you come back from work, you might feel super overwhelmed with all the stuff you have to do at Carly from taking the weekend off. I'm calling you out again. I'm just going to say no. But Carly and I had this conversation recently about it. And it's like, yeah, you're going to have that. But at the same time, like you can't let that stop you from taking those days off. You'll get everything done. I have all the faith in you to get everything done. I have the faith in every single one of you listening that you'll get it all done. But like take that time off to do what makes you happy. And for Carly this past weekend, it was going, hanging out with her friends, going snowboarding, going snowshoeing. Everything she did without me.
A lot this weekend.
Everything she did without me. and sent me pictures of to be like, ha, look what I'm doing. And I was like, fine, just you wait.
If you lived closer, you could have come. You were invited.
I was invited day up. So she's expecting me to like find a flight, come to Canada, find my passport, because God knows where that is right now. I think it's expired also. So like there's just a lot of things that can come into this to hang out. But noted. Thanks, Car. But yeah, so I think that's what it means. Like take that day off. You'll get everything done. And it's okay. Like it's okay if you're a little behind, but like you can also plan ahead for those things. And like when you have days where you feel like really good and like maybe you're working and you're just like in that groove and you're like getting ahead and it gives you that space to like have that day off later.
Love that. Something I want to add to that too is if I take a day off, it's never really a day off lately up until now. Now I'm learning. I've got Jill. I'm learning. But like up until now, it was like, oh, a day off because I do so much work for clients and for other people. It's like if I took, quote, a day off, I would be working on my own business. I'd be working on Carlita Co. But it's like, that's still working. That's still thinking about it. That's still like putting my energy into something. So it's like my own business counts as work, you know?
Your own business is work, Carly. And like we said before, like sometimes you might not be able to, like sometimes you might have to add a little working with the entrepreneur stuff. Like you kind of got to mix it into everything, but that's okay too. I think it's the balance just means like making sure you feel whole as a way and you're not feeling depleted. Like if you're ending your days and weeks feeling absolutely depleted, that's when you need, like you're realizing something's wrong and you need to add or change something. Most likely being more self-care or more time for yourself to do things that really fill you up. But that's usually the biggest sign that you need to add something in.
Self-love is the best love. So Jill, if somebody's listening to this podcast and they're like, oh my God, this is me. Everything you've said is true. What would they do to start changing things, to start getting more balanced?
This episode of the Wildly Balanced Podcast is sponsored by Coach Jill Arndt. Are you feeling stuck in that balance rut and you're not sure how to get out of it? Listeners of the Wildly Balanced Podcast can sign up to get a free 30-minute balance audit with Coach Jill to help them sort out their balance needs and get them on the right track to feeling more balanced today. Go to www.coachjillarndt.com/balance audit. to find out more and schedule your free 30-minute balance audit. So, funny story about balancing. We had a friend who recently got locked out of their Instagram because someone hacked it. And
so many people are getting hacked these days. It's insane. So, don't click on suspicious links.
Yeah. Don't give Kanye $100. My friend just got that. Like, they're like, hey, it's Kanye, the real Kanye. Like, I need $100. You can meet Travis Scott. And then it's like, hey, it's Travis Scott. And like, it was like a message. And we're like, yeah, okay. But yeah, don't click suspicious links. Subtle. Don't give people money. But with that, like, you know, yeah, there's a minor panic that happens because you're like, oh shit, I just lost my thousands of Instagram followers. But the way they succeeded was because they had other ways to communicate to their people. You got to balance for your business as well. And like, how do you do that, Carly?
Yes, it's so important to not put all your eggs in one basket. Like, I love Instagram. Instagram's like my go-to thing of choice to promote. I really like posting on Instagram and being on Instagram. But there, I don't know if anyone remembers the day that Instagram and Facebook went down for like the whole day. And it was like, what are you supposed to do without social media?
Oh my God, I do. Like everything was just like gone.
Everything, because it's all connected. So it was all down. But it's like, if that happens, you have no way to reach your audience and you have no way to make money and you have no way for people to connect with you. So it's really important to not put all of your eggs in one basket, you know, because like you said, we had a friend who got hacked on Instagram and they got locked out. And it's like, if that was their only way of communicating with their audience, they would have to start from the ground up and rebuild, which is like one of those like first world problems. Like, it's not really a big deal, but it's like, if you've put this much effort and energy and commitment into like growing this audience, you want to be able to like flourish with it.
Right. And that could definitely, like, if you put all your time and energy into like one source, like losing that source could definitely feel defeating and like might make you want to quit and like take a few days out of you and all of the things. So like being sure you balance that and like having other ways to like reach your audience and let them know like, hey, this happened, like help me. And like that's what she did. She was able to use her, you know, mailing list, her email list to like reach out to everybody, be like, hey, you know, this happened, like help me, let Instagram know by sending them like X, Y, and Z, and like letting all her like people do that for her too, and like letting your community rally around you in those times that you need to as well.
Exactly. Yeah, it's so important. So that means like starting an email list if you haven't already. Shameless self-promo, I do have a freebie that we'll link in the show notes of 6 ways to start an email list, and I've included 25 freebie ideas. So that's pretty cool.
Other shameless self-promo, join our newsletter / email list in our website, MarleyBalancePodcast.com, also in the show notes.
Yeah, do it. We send good vibes, good newsletters once a week. But yeah, so if you don't already have an email list, I would recommend starting one, just like building some up. The sooner you start, the sooner you can like start growing and having an audience. And if you do have an email list and you've kind of been neglecting it, even just like reaching out to it and being like, hey, I'm still alive. I'm still here. Love you guys. Here's some content. Like something I like to do is take, if you write a bomb Instagram post, take that caption, turn it into an email, send it out, make it happen.
Boom. Write that bomb Instagram post, bitch. But no, I think that's so smart. And like, even it could just be a way of, you know, connecting with those people in your email list too, of like, hey, like what's going on with you guys? Like, I haven't heard from you. Like, you know, I've been super busy with X, Y, and Z. What are you guys working on? It's a way to like make your community feel heard and appreciated too, of like connecting with them in that way.
Totally. I love that. And it could, like, it doesn't have to be Instagram or an email list. Like there's Instagram, start a Facebook page. You could start a Facebook group, make a little community on there. You can make like websites. You can make like a little community on there. Grow your audience could be starting a podcast. These are really fun. It's important not only to have multiple ways to reach your audience and to like communicate with them and like balance your energy between systems, but also multiple streams of income, you know?
But yeah, like multiple streams of income, having little passive income, what is passive income, Carly, for those who don't know? I know we hear that word a lot.
Love passive income. It's like things that will make you money in your sleep. So like if you have a DIY, like evergreen course, that could be passive income because you don't need to do anything once it's set up. You don't need to do anything. It's just kind of there promoting, spreading the news, telling people, and they can just sign up whenever. Making money in your sleep. Another way that you could do that is like merch. You can open a little merch store. That's something Carly Tico has been working on, which is exciting.
And we're working on some merch too.
Yeah, it's Wildly Balanced merch.
Wildly Balanced merch.
We're going hard, people. Yeah. We're obsessed with this podcast.
But
there's passive income. So even like I have my course that you've heard about, Business Integration from A to Z. I'm working on currently like breaking it down into a bunch of little courses. So it's more bingeable. So you can kind of like bundle them and grab them, grab which ones work for you kind of thing, which is exciting. You could also do like some examples of like non-passive income could be like a group coaching program. So instead of doing like a one-on-one coaching program with one person, you could have like 5 to 10 people in your group coaching program and like be getting money from all of them. Multiple streams. That's 5 streams right there.
Yeah. 5 streams of income for 1 hour of your life. Perfect. There's so many great ways to like passively get paid. And yeah, I think that is so smart. Everyone should be doing it. But that's just how you're, but like all in all, it's like how you're balancing your income. And like, that's another way of being able to, you know, some people, you might need that permission to balance. You might need, and like, here it is right here. But like, maybe you'll feel better because you have those passive streams of income that you're like, you know what, I can take that day off because I have that income coming in from the courses or from that group coaching program, from that mastermind class, from X, Y, and Z. that just keeps coming in for me that I don't have to worry about, like needing to work to like make that money happen.
So good. So good. So Jill, what does your permission slip say from today and this week?
I think for me, it's like a two-parter. I think mine is permission to look at starting a little bit more of a community for Coach Jill, because like I have my Instagram, but like that's kind of all I got right now. So it's really telling me that I need to do that, but also permission to just let the day describe what I need, like not be super planned out. Like I'm definitely a person that is like, I like to know what I'm doing and like, I like to have things to look forward to, but like if I need to take that day or I don't want to get as much work done or I just feel depleted, like let myself be okay with just being, you know, taking a little nap or watching an episode of Love is Blind, because like it's just toxic love that I just can't get enough of. But yeah, so Carly, what is your permission slip say?
I love that you gave the viewers, the listeners, a little bonus there, a little two for one permission slip.
Twofer.
I love it.
I love a good two for one.
I love how you said you want to start a community and stuff too, because it's like, I know that you post on Instagram quite regularly, which is great. And it's cool because you don't need to make new content for a community. Like if you start a Facebook group for Coach Jill or like a Patreon for Coach Jill, you can take the content that you use on Instagram and just like repost it there or post it a day early and give people special access.
Exactly.
My permission slip says permission to make a new freebie. I haven't made a freebie in a while. And I've got a lot of ideas.
Permission to let those ideas flow, girl. And who doesn't love? I love a two for one because you get me and Carly in one podcast. So that's like a good old two for one.
Yes. Yay. Love a twofer.
So you guys know the drill. Do all of the things. Follow us on Instagram at wildly.balance.
Check out the website, wildlybalancedpodcast.com. You can stream all your episodes there, which is exciting. Join the newsletter, join the community.
Yes, join all of the things. As always, rate and subscribe on all of the things wherever you're listening to us. We would love.
Cast players.
Yeah, we love all.
It helps us out so much.
It does. Get us on that new and noteworthy page. Get us all the places, but.
All the places.
All the places. Until next time.